Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. This is Catherine Austin Fitz. This is Thursday, August 9th, 2012. I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight we have the Precious Metals Market Report with Franklin Sanders. I'm at the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute in Wisconsin. It's a center for research and education for biodynamic farming. The link's up on the blog post. And Franklin's at the top of the World Farm in Tennessee, so we're both talking to you from the food world. Food's on everybody's mind as the gas and food prices are rising and concerns continue about the drought, and it's really at this point in many places in the world, not just the U.S., as July is reported as the hottest month in U.S. recorded history. Last week, we had a great interview with Nick Bryant on pedophilia and politics. If you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to do so. I posted something up on the blog about control files as background for our discussion. And I really encourage you to listen to it because as you think about your kids or the kids in your life that you love, as you think about their safety, you need to think about what that world looks like in a world where the enforcement agencies are working in concert to protect and support pedophilia activities. And I think Nick did a great job of bringing that through. And I also want you to think about who you work with or who you depend on or who's in your life that might have a control file and what that also means to you. And it's another reason why removing those networks from your life is so important. But I hope as you listen to it, even though it can be a very chilling conversation, I hope it will help you think through the issues of bringing greater discernment into your life that will protect your time assets from the kind of risk that those networks can bring in. Our theme tonight is the tension grows. The weather and infrastructure challenges globally are contributing to that, and as the prices of basic food necessities rise, that's also contributing to that.